Yes, Mr. President. I'm sorry if it delayed you. I was caught in traffic.
They told me. Eddie, I was... Roger Blough had a long talk with McNamara.
Yeah.
McNamara didn't make any headway.
Yeah.
McNamara said that he just couldn't believe that this man was head of a big company because he's raising prices. And the net revenue he's going to get out of it is 0.1% of his volume. He's getting $5 million out of a $5 billion volume. So McNamara told him, said, why do you want to get yourself investigated? Why do you want to bring down the wrath of the Congress on the business community? Why do you insist on passing an excess profits tax? Douglas and Gore and all of them already, Russell Long already saying we ought to have an excess profits tax. Why do you do this for without any real reason?
Yeah.
Well, he says he's going to raise, he thinks, about an average of 2.5 a ton. On structural, but he's going to lower it $9 a ton on sheet on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And he'll mark up prices $10 million, and then he'll lower them $5 million for a net gain of $5 million. Well, McNamara said, I'll tell you what we'll do. If you get your steel people together, the president will be glad to talk to them. We'll work out a procedure for price adjustments where you need them, or you don't increase the revenue. Or we'll set up an interdepartmental cabinet committee headed by McNamara, who's very sympathetic, says he can get some real relief for the steel industry from imports.
Yes.
If he's cutting prices on sheet out on the West Coast to $9 a ton in order to meet Japanese imports.
Yes.
He says, we'll get you some real relief there if you don't advertise it, because we've got a $6 billion export surplus, and we don't want to have them take spite out on us. But we'll get you some relief on steel if you won't mark this thing up with this committee headed by McNamara. And third, we've got a stockpile. It's got a lot of stuff in it that you need to make steel with. It's in short supply, and we'll sell you some of that at a reasonable price. Well, he said that that's all good, but that he had never run out on a competitor in his life, and he couldn't afford to have the president setting prices. So he didn't want to face his competitors. McNamara said, well, God, when I was in business, I used to lay awake figuring out how to beat General Motors. Well, he said, we don't do it. Said, I never in all my business career have ever undercut a competitor. So I don't want to undercut Bethlehem.
But he told me he was going to undercut him.
Well, he's going to undercut half of them, but the principle, he's going to stay with them on the principle. So now what McNamara thinks that might be a good thing for you to do, if you would call him and say that you talked to Washington and that I had lawyers working all night, David Ginsburg, who used to head up the OPA General Counsel, and some of the Justice Councils, and Mark McNamara told him we got to get them enough relief to make up what they gained by price increase.
Yeah.
And that we think that we can reopen some of these dumping cases. And we think that we can have McNamara head up this committee that will go to enforcing the anti-dumping statute. And we think that they can get the Presidential Liaison Committee of the Business Council to come in and talk to me. And we can work out a procedure for adjusting prices up and down.
Yes.
That where we can say that there's no appreciable or no consequential revenue. $5 million won't hurt us, but if the way they've got it advertised, that business is trying to profiteer here, that hurts the hell out of us, because everybody's wiring us that they got to raise their prices.
Right.
And the steel industry just oughtn't to do that to carry that ball. Now, McNamara thinks that if you would say to him that the president wants this group to come to see him, this presidential liaison group of the business council. Bev Murphy's on it, George Brown's on it, Frank Stanton's on it, Roger Blough's on it, about 7 of them. And they talk about how we can handle these commodities. We can't have the presidential leadership put on the auction block every time aluminum or steel or copper goes up.
Yes.
And I can't win a war while I'm dealing with these hard-headed businessmen all day long, every day.
No.
And they are just tying their own leader, I'm not the leader of Russia, I'm the leader of the United States.
Yes.
And they got me handcuffed because I'm debating with you and with George Brown and with McNamara and with them and with Edgar Kaiser all day long instead of trying to beat the Chinese.
Right.
Because they're trying to put their hand in the cookie jar.
Yes.
Now, just tell him if they come down here, we can all sit down and have dinner.
The Business Council.
The Business Council, Presidential Liaison Committee of the Business Council. That's headed by Bev Murphy, and it's got Roger Blau on it, got George Brown. He's of Armco Steel. He's on the board of there, got Frank Stanton. And I've forgotten one or two other fellows. This fellow Hewitt of John Deere. And one or two others, about seven members. And we will discuss and agree on some ways and means to work out this thing where we can explain price adjustments. I don't want to be a dictator. I don't want to set price. I wish I never heard of them. But if I don't, if I'd let aluminum and copper and steel go like this, by God almighty, the price of cost of living already go up. Now, I got employment down to about 4% today. It dropped again. And it's going to 3%. But these people are going to demand an excess profits tax, these workers, because I'm holding their wages down. And these liberals have got the most liberal Congress anybody ever had, and they're going to pass an excess profits tax, and these damn fools are going to do it to themselves. And I don't want to do that.
Can Roger Blau get the liaison committee of the Business Council to do this?
Yes, sir. All he's got to do...
He should initiate it.
Yeah, well, he not. Tell him we'll get it done if he just won't make his announcement.
Right.
He can say that the president is asking the Business Council Liaison Committee to come in and talk to him on the whole price question of price wage stability. And I'm going to withhold any action until after that. It's going to be in the next 48 hours or 72 hours. It's going to be sometime this week. And I'm not going to take any action after that. And then at that committee meeting, I would agree to listen to them and let them hear us and us try to find some area of agreement on how to handle these things.
Right.
If they want wage controls, price controls, if they want OPA like Truman had in Korea, if they want excess profits like Truman had, well, I can go with them. I don't want to. I didn't think they wanted that. I thought they'd rather have a friendly president trying to handle these things.
Terrible.
But if they don't, why, we can work it out there. Second, at that meeting, we'll say Friday night in the White House, we could agree to appoint this inter-cabinet committee to go into dumping. We wouldn't want to publicize it a lot because that makes the Japs mad, that makes the Germans mad. But we could show them how we could get them some relief. Number three, I would open some cases on dumping that U.S. Steel's a party to that's already been closed.
Is that favorable to them?
Oh, hell yes. They've tried to get the anti-dumping law invoked in specific cases,
right.
And they've lost them. The
right.
Government's gone against them, but I'll reopen them. I'll have the Attorney General and the Secretary of Defense, who has more to do with our economy than anybody else because he's spending over $60 billion of it. I'll have him working for Blau instead of against Blau, if he'll just let me. If he'll just let me. Now, all he needs to do is just not to make an announcement until we can get together. And he's got a good excuse. He can say, well, I understood. I heard that the president was going to call a meeting of the Business Presidential Liaison Group. And I didn't want to jump up and act hastily. If he wanted to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
I don't think you ought to say that I said this to you. I think you ought to say that you've talked to Washington and that you think, number one, that the whole industrial fabric in this country is under question. And the thing that'll hurt this country more than anything else right now is for the president's prestige to be destroyed. That'll hurt him more than anything else. Because if I have no influence of this thing, I'll have no influence of the labor people.
That's right.
I'll have no influence of the Congress. And I'll have a runaway Congress. And he ought to understand that. And I'm not ever running for re-election. He can vote Republican all he wants to. I don't want his vote anymore. I've got all I can take. But he hadn't got to say I'm against Bethlehem, or he hadn't got to say I will not raise prices. All he got to do is just say, I want to attend this meeting and exchange views before I act. And you tell him that Colorado's done this. But I think that if you could say to him...
He was worried when I told him what Colorado did. He seemed to be worried. He said, how did that happen? I said, I don't know.
Well,
that was a good job, wasn't it?
It was excellent. It was excellent. If they'll go on resent, what are they going to do? Wait till this U.S. acts?
No, I think they're going to try not to raise it at all. They're going to... I had to talk to one of the recalcitrant directors myself, and I used similar arguments to the ones you used about a friendly president that's trying to help, and for a lousy few bucks that it means to them to upset the whole power of the president to help business is just outrageous. And they finally agreed. I'm quite sure I wouldn't be 100% that they would not raise the price at all.
I think it, Ed, that you ought to say to Powell that you've talked to Washington, that the president had last night people working all night long under the Attorney General and under David Ginsburg, who was head of the OPA, that he's trying to avoid price control and excess profits, that he thinks that he can give the steel industry more relief with an interdepartmental committee on anti-dumping than they get through the price thing, and he thinks he can show them that if he meets with them, that he is willing to have set up the McNamara Committee and let him do it, number one, that he's willing to sell them stuff out of the stockpile, number two, that he's willing to meet with the presidential liaison group of the business council and try to follow their recommendations on how to handle these things. And it won't be just steel, it'll be everything. And if Blau's interested in the principle of a free market, come and have this conference and deal with it. And he says that's until McNamara said he couldn't sell out his competitor, and he was interested not in the president. He wants to whip the president, whip the government. But if he's interested in free market, the best way for him to do it is bring his business associates like George Brown and Frank Stanton. Tell him if he needs to, you'll come, and you all will exercise some persuasion influence on the president and see how to handle all these issues, including steel. And that'll be number three. We'll sell them out of the stockpile. We'll set up an anti-dumping cabinet group. We'll set up procedures for handling these issues. And then we'll determine what to do about excess profits taxes and what to do about controls. And all he's got to do in turn is to just say, well, I'm not going to act until I get back from the White House. And then not act. If you fail on everything, tell him for God's sakes when he makes an announcement, don't say that he's raising prices. George Brown said that is the biggest, dumbest thing that he ever heard of. But you ought to say, I'm adjusting prices $2.50 a ton on one brand. I'm reducing them $9 on the other. And I make $10 million on the ones I raise, and I lose $5 million on the ones I cut. I got a net profit of $5 million out of $5 billion, and that's 0.1%. That's inconsequential. If he told them all the truth, it'd be better if he just said, well, he's raising one and lowering the other, and the price revenue is inconsequential in the total sales, less than a half of 1%. And that way, he doesn't make the Congress. But I can't spend my time pulling Albert Gore and Paul Douglas and Senator Hart and all these folks off of it. And he's just got himself in the shape of a Morgan. Hell, even Scripps Howard's writing mean editorials about it. Everybody's denouncing. I'm getting wires here from stockholders of Bethlehem saying, I own 2,500 shares. Mr. Martin, you've sold us down the river. You're wrecking us. And just giving him hell.
Sure, he deserves it. Well, I better not give him this hint unless it's absolutely necessary about how he should make his announcement.
I wouldn't do that unless he says he's just got to make an announcement.
I think before I do that, I'll call back. Call you back, don't you think? See what he says.
Well, I think he's going to act tonight.
You think he is?
Yeah, he says he is. Wait a minute. George Brown's calling me now. Let me see what he says. He's calling me right now. Put that on.